Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Harr. This morning, my guest is Abby Reinhard, the CEO of GP Flooring Solutions in upstate New York. Abby, how you doing?
Great. Thanks for having me, Kemp.
You know, I met you, I think, back in 2015, right when you had acquired this business, and love catching up with you. Our paths have crossed a couple of times just recently at the Shaw Commercial ESP meeting. I want to talk to you about that in just a minute. A little background. You acquired this company in 15. It had been around since 89 under the name of GP Land and Carpet, and it's a Fuse member. You're a woman-owned organization, and it seems like every time I turn around and see you on social media, you're winning some type of award. Just to mention our awards, you are a future-focused winner yourself, so you got into this at a younger age, and you recently submitted two of your people, and they won this year, right?
Yes, I was so proud of Emma and Sarah on our team. They are rock star salespeople and PMs who were recognized with that award. Well deserved.
Another thing to mention, at the Fuse meeting, you won a Spark Award for Best Flooring Solution for a project called Taylor Square, right?
Yeah, that was an awesome project. It was an old Hickey Freeman clothing manufacturing facility that they transformed into affordable housing. And so it took some strategy on what's the solution, and it was a great project. And so I loved that we got recognized for that one.
Congratulations on that award. How's business?
Business is great. You know, we're on track to meet or exceed our Q1 goal, and we're feeling pretty good.
What vertical sector is giving you the most strength right now?
You know, we're doing a fair amount in education. We're doing a fair amount in multifamily. Mm-hmm. We do a lot in the financial vertical, a lot of bank work. So we're going to start work soon on the Buffalo Bills new stadium. We're going to be starting later this year a new emergency department tower and a hospital in our region. Mm-hmm. But it's been pretty well-rounded. There's just a lot of uncertainty right now looking to the future, but all our metrics are looking good. And so I try to stay positive and I'm optimistic.
So Shaw Commercial has this meeting that meets every other year, and you were one of the 12 new members that came to the ESP meeting in Dallas this week. Tell us about how it came to be that you joined this organization.
Yeah, well, I'm really grateful and honored to be a part of the ESP program with Shaw. You know, I don't know exactly the criteria. They're looking to partner strategically with builders, contractors. I think there are some quantitative and qualitative criteria, but I'm just really excited to be one of their 34 partners.
Okay, so you went to this meeting. It's the first time you've really been exposed to it. What do you think the benefit is for being part of this group?
You know, for me, more than anything, it's just knowing that there's a commitment on both sides to growing our businesses together. The theme of the conference was trust, and that's mm-hmm. the foundation of any partnership that works. And, you know, when we partner with a supplier, to have that level of trust and transparency and just a commitment to being intentional about growing our business together. So that's what I'm really most excited about. And then, you know, we have a dedicated customer service person with Shaw. There's other aspects to the partnership, but for me, it's really that joint commitment to grow our businesses together and to have that trust and transparency at foundation of that. You know, we're growing our relationship with Shaw, so it's beyond sort of the relationships we have with the local reps up through leadership, through the organization.
You know, it never hurts to have an exclusive relationship with the largest supplier in the business, right?
Yeah, Shaw knows what they're doing, and they play the long game, uh-huh. and they honor relationships, and it's great. And listen, there's other, you know, great supplier partners of ours, and we really value all of those relationships and honor all of those relationships. And there's so much business and so much opportunity, but certainly Shaw is a really important partner, and we're excited to grow our work with them.
There was a couple of days of meetings where we did roundtables. Did you leave with some ideas that are going to help you move to another level?
Yeah, absolutely. I took a lot of notes throughout the conference, and I have some takeaways. Some of them were, you know, exciting technology, et cetera. Some of it was basic, just to be honest, that there were companies that have a business plan for how they're going to grow with Shaw that they're reviewing on a regular, ongoing basis. I thought, okay, well, that's low-hanging fruit. You know, out our team, let's be more intentional about our partnership. So that's just one example, but absolutely, you know, each roundtable had a little bit of a different focus, and it was a different mix of people each time, and I got some great nuggets.
All right, last question. There's been a lot of noise out there, you know, about tariffs and about maybe the economy not being as strong as we initially had hoped. What's your outlook for the rest of the year?
You know, we do a lot of work with end users who are replacing flooring, and we also do a lot of work with general contractors. And, you know, on the end user side, there's so many product options. So we're driving the spec. There's so much made in the US product and so many different offerings that I'm not really worried about it. On the GC side, you know, I worry, you know, if things going to slow down because of the cost of other building materials, is that going to mean that we're going to have less to bid on 6 months from now? I don't know. I'm hoping that this is a shorter term sort of turbulent situation. I don't have a crystal ball. I remain optimistic. And, you know, we're nimble. So we went through the challenges of COVID and we found opportunities even in that time. You know, again, we'll see what happens. But there's a lot of opportunities in our industry. Even if there's, you know, a slowdown in certain areas, we can always find pockets of opportunity.
Okay, Abby, I appreciate you spending time with us and tell us a little bit about this ESP meeting. Again, been talking to Abby Reinhard, the CEO of GP Flooring Solutions, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.